This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Kia ora, welcome to House Guest, where we chat with the awesome people and groups making a difference in our community, all from our non-profit home base at Dunedin Community House.
And on today's edition of House Guest, we catch up with Judith Hislop, Community Stroke Navigator with Stroke Aotearoa New Zealand. Nice to have you with us, Judith. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Jeff, and good morning to your listeners.
It's been a while since we've had a chat here on the Awesome Morning Show, Judith. There's been a few changes in terms of the way Stroke Aotearoa New Zealand's services are offered now. So maybe we could start with the basics, Judith. Perhaps you could tell us a little bit about your role.
Yeah, so we're now 12 months down the track since we pivoted within our service delivery model. It was necessary, really, that we had to look at changing. We weren't going to be coping with the amount of people experiencing stroke in Aotearoa, because research had told us between 2018 and 2028, stroke was going to be increasing by 40%.
Wow.
So on those terms, as a not-for-profit organisation, it was untenable, really. So we had to make sure we still had a presence in Aotearoa. So how would we do that? And hence, there was a review and looking at how better we could meet needs of the community and still survive as a not-for-profit organisation. We've now become one team right through Aotearoa, with navigators based in both North and South Island. So I think, for me, one of the biggest changes has been around the ability to get out in the community more. And that's around stroke prevention, education, expos, community presentations, just to try and stem the tide of that tsunami of stroke.
What that would suggest, Judith, is that it's going to be and is the responsibility of the entire community to be, A, aware of stroke and its implications, but also to be there to provide support and understanding for those who are going through dealing with it.
Yeah. And I think that dovetails well into our FAST message. We have a campaign around acronym of face, arm, speech, take action. The more we can educate the community around recognising signs of stroke, people are going to get help quicker and hopefully have better outcomes. The other really important change has been the ability for people to seek help or seek advice in their own time, rather than waiting for somebody like a navigator to contact them from a referral. There is an 0800 number. So people in their own time can ring us to seek advice. And that 0800 number is manned 5 days a week, 9 till 5. And on the other end of that phone are navigators like me. So we all have turns.
Judith, you've been with Stroke for the period before and the period during the period after these really significant changes. And for you, no doubt, it would have been important to maintain, the client is the focus. And in this regard, being out and about a little bit more, rather than being a kind of an office-based role, quite a change for you. What kind of time do you spend out and about?
I think that I love connecting with the community. I think that's really important. Before, I was visiting a lot of families on one-to-one, and now we have the opportunity through some of our programs, such as our Life After Stroke seminars that we run, our workshops. I run those in the community. So far, I've run them in Invercargill, Dunedin, Oamaru, Cromwell, and Alexandra. And this is an opportunity for people that have a connection with stroke, whether they be the stroke survivor or the carer or, a family member or work colleague. And we run a workshop ranging from a couple of hours to 4 hours, just with speakers coming in, just enriching people's knowledge.
And typically, what are you finding that people are most curious about? What information are they primarily seeking?
around stroke prevention.
Right.
I think risk factors, what can they do? Because we know that 90% of stroke in New Zealand is preventable.
Yeah.
So, and I think that's the important thing around having our blood pressure checks, because that's the highest risk factor of stroke. So we offer those in lots of environments as being out in the community. And the addition of atrial fibrillation, just screening, which we're not saying that people do have it, but we're able to, we've got now the equipment to just do a very simple 30-second check if people have or may have atrial fibrillation, which is another risk factor.
And that's a point at which you can say, hey, get in touch with your GP, start that conversation.
Correct, correct. Yeah. And it's the same with blood pressure. If we find, you know, a critical reading, we've got a very clear process to make sure that we support that person to seek the medical advice they require.
What about to post-stroke? What keeps you busiest in that area?
A lot of my work at the moment is particularly around connections. People are learning about their new normal and making sure that they're not isolated, that they know there is hope after stroke. It just might look a bit different, and I call it the new normal.
Mm. And that you're able to do through bringing people together to talk about their experiences?
Linking people, yes. So we have some coffee and chat groups that they may wish to join. We have affiliated groups through Stroke Aotearoa. Sometimes it's just that peer support, that one-on-one. Can I talk to somebody else? Another great avenue for people is we run a monthly, what we call online cafe, which is available through our website, and people connect once a month. Just online through a Teams. And we have a guest speaker, and it just allows people just to gather and share their experiences or seek some of that own experience knowledge.
Mm. So Stroke Aotearoa New Zealand's service is very much reflecting the changing times, Judith, both in terms of what's accessible and available online for people to access easily, but also acknowledging that that the not-for-profit sector is under challenge at the moment. You've got to be flexible in this space now, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I think if we hadn't pivoted when we did, we might not have been here as an organisation. So our board took a very blue sky thinking view, I think, you know, and looked at how. I mean, some of the things that we did in the past, like home visits, yes, we still do home visits for those families that need it for whatever reason. It could be that the person's not able to speak well. They may have receptive or expressive aphasia, what we call. For instance, I'm going to Oamaru next week, and in that trip I'm making a couple of home visits. One young person recently discharged from Puawai, which is our under 65 rehab unit, and another person that you know is struggling a bit because they have this aphasia. So trying to make contact or have that corridor over the phone or a Teams meeting is not going to be appropriate for them.
Yeah, and so you're streamlining your services somewhat to say, okay, these are the people I really need to speak with face to face. Here are group people who will benefit from being connected through a group. Here are people who will benefit through accessing information that's available online and so forth. Mm. I imagine Stroke Aotearoa New Zealand is also developing online resources that people can go to and visit and do a lot of reading about.
Oh, absolutely. We've revamped our website and we've got lots of resources on there, whether they're video clips of people that have experienced stroke, carers. I think that's, you know, they're the unsung heroes. They're the people that are the unpaid carers. And, so that's really important we support them. So we have lots of resources around that, fact sheets on things particularly around fatigue management, driving after stroke, anxiety, depression, all sorts of things.
People have lots of questions, don't they, when something like this occurs?
Absolutely. And every stroke's different.
Yeah, right.
And every person and their whānau are different. So, you know, you've got to be able to have information that's accessible to all. in whatever format.
Now, Judith, you are here as a Dunedin Community House house guest, and of course the Stroke's relationship with Dunedin Community House has been very strong over the years, but it has pivoted as well. Tell us about that relationship now.
I feel very privileged that I'm still a part of the Community House whānau. Whilst I don't have a physical presence in the building 5 days a week, as previously, I do make sure that as a community house, it's such a hub of not-for-profit organisations or like-minded organisations. It's really important that I stay connected with community house, so I make sure I attend things like the morning teas or network meetings or other things that, well, I can share as well as receive information. I think that's just so important.
Mm. And you will have noticed, Judith, that there are others who are working in a similar way to you, some who spend all of their time literally at the house, other people who have an office that they pop into from time to time, other people who are hot desking, others who are just booking meeting spaces from time to time, which I guess would be available to Stroke Otago too if they wanted to do that.
Yeah, with Stroke Aotearoa, we've certainly we've used the meeting room. For instance, we held a Life After Stroke workshop and we've had a meet and greet within the house meeting rooms.
Yeah.
So I think that's really important. Community House is unique that it offers support for organisations that don't have the funds to have the best quality photocopiers, for the best quality of scanning multiple documents. And it's great that we can come in and, use those facilities.
Yeah, so I guess it's a way of thinking about the house which is like Stroke Aotearoa New Zealand has done, is looking at it in a different way. Not so long ago, everyone had their office spaces, and that's where you came, and that's where your clients came. Mm-hmm. Now it's a very different world, but still these organisations maintain their connection, and I guess their shared experiences too. It's no secret, we've talked with just about every house guest here about some of the challenges that smaller organisations mm-hmm. face when resources are thin. But therein lies the opportunity to talk about what might be possible and what other ways of working there might be, and maintaining those connections with other not-for-profits and other community-based organisations through even occasional visits to the house is one way of doing it, yeah. Judith.
And I think something that's recently been developed by Stroke Aotearoa is to make sure around criteria. So that's around collaboration, how important it is that we stay connected, because we need to share our resources. We need to make those connections. Collective impact. Yeah. We've really got to look at working smarter, because there's not any more money.
indeed, Judith. Great to catch up with you. I've been talking with Judith Hislop, a community stroke navigator with Stroke Aotearoa New Zealand, one of our house guests here today. Judith, final word. I know you want to keep pushing the key messaging for those who are interested to hear about stroke prevention. If that's something that I want to have a conversation about in my household, where do I start?
I think the best place to start is having a look at our website, having a look at the information around the things that you can do for yourself around reducing the risk of stroke. Don't hesitate to ring our 0800 number. We're here to help. And our 0800 number is 0800 7673. So it's just 0800 stroke.
0800 stroke. Judith Hislop, thanks for joining us today for our house guest spot here on ORFM.
Thank you, Jeff.
Dunedin Community House is a shared home for non-profits in the heart of Dunedin at 43 Princes Street, just off the Octagon. Are you interested in delivering for your community and need a desk, an office, storage or meeting space? Get in touch with us at Dunedin Community House on 03 471 6150. Email info@dch.org.nz or visit dch.org.nz for more information. We'd love you to join our community.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.